Well, that's what I was going to say is, like you say, best since Peterson. But I would say Peterson's the only one that can probably even touch Barry Sanders. And those two guys are on their own level. And then after that, it's a whole other, like, and neither of them could do anything even.
You're listening to the Fox Den Sports Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Todd and his three sons, Kellen, Garrett, and Gannon.
Welcome back to all of our friends, family, and even our foes. Along with my three brilliant sons, Kellen, Garrett, and Gannon, I am Todd Fox, and together we are the Fox Den Sports Podcast. And today marks our 78th episode. And what player or players do you think of that wore that jersey number 78? I will go first, since we were having a little disagreement before that I didn't want anybody taking mine, but I'm going to take Bruce Smith. Bruce Smith was a fantastic football player for the Buffalo Bills. I do know he played two or three years with the Washington Redskins at one point in time. He was a two-time Defensive Player of the Year in 90 and 96, eight-time first-team All-Pro. I could just go on and on, 11-time Pro Bowler. He went to four Super Bowls in a row. They lost all of them. But he first started out, he played at Virginia Tech, but he was drafted in the first round, pick number one in 1985 by the Buffalo Bills. But he decided to play for the Memphis Showboats, I believe is who it was, in the USFL at the very beginning. So number 78, at one point he was the all-time sack leader. He may still be. I think he's the all-time sack leader with 200 quarterback sacks, but that is the number 78 for me. Who's next?
200 in a career or season?
Career. There's no shot of season.
Do you even watch football?
Yeah, you said it's 1978, so it made it sound like it was.
He's a Hall of Famer as well, so he made the Hall of Fame. So he's played with good old Jim Kelly.
Well, my 78.
You can steal from
Gary. Jackie Slater, nicknamed Big Bad Jackie. Offensive tackle for 20 seasons in the
BBJ. BBJ.
He played his entire career with the Rams, 19 seasons in Los Angeles from 76 to 94, one season in St. Louis. Holds the record among all linemen who have played the most seasons with one franchise. He was a graduate of Jackson State University, where he was a teammate of Walter Payton, drafted in the third round of the 1976 NFL draft. Slater seldom played his first few years before starting in 1979, known as the most consistent member of one of the most potent offensive lines in NFL history. Slater was selected to seven Pro Bowls and broke a record for most seasons with one team. His jersey number, it was retired, and he was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2001. 78 is Jackie Slater.
Well, I'll tell you who my 78 is that is Orlando Brown Jr., left tackle, former OU superstar for Baker Mayfield. He's not currently wearing 78. He was whenever he got drafted for Baltimore, requested a trade, went and won Super Bowl Kansas City, and now he's with Cincinnati. So already on his third team, but one of the better left tackles at one of the harder positions to play in the sport and most important positions as well. So Orlando Brown.
I'd have to go Anthony Munoz.
Munoz, yeah. Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah.
What do you know?
Tell us. Lyman.
Tackle.
He was thought of
11-time Pro Bowl, 9-time All Pro, 184 starts. Like, does it get much better?
He was good, very good.
Was that all in one season, Kellen? Or,
you know,
did he have 184 starts in 1 year, or was that?
It was 182. He didn't start much his rookie year.
He was good. Played with your all's best friend Chris Collinsworth. He was good. Boomer Esiason. All right. I know NFL training camps have started up. Kellen, Garrett, Gannon, what do you got? What do you got for the NFL training camps? Anything?
Well, you know, Atlanta's just running wild with the reports that these running backs just aren't getting paid. You know, for the past few weeks, there was like it looked like our rookie running back Bijan Robinson was going to be the highest paid non-franchise tag player or running back in the league, and it's just the hype has just been crazy. But the running backs, they're just not getting paid, and you know they want to know why. I want to know what are y'all thoughts on that.
Well, I've been saying this for a couple seasons now. Least important position in the league. Least important position on a team. All you have to do is just have a half-decent offensive line, and the running back's going to do the same thing. The only difference is, you know, you might have one, get by one to two guys, but that's going to be 2 to 3 yards. Like, it's easily the most useless position in the league, and for sure the least important position to pay.
I mean, I feel like it depends on if you have a generational running back, but we haven't seen that in a long time. Where, like, Adrian Peterson, a guy like that deserves to be paid, but you see all these running backs, they hit their prime, and then when it's time to get paid, they're hurt. They're slowing down. Like, the NFL is a business. They pay people for what they're going to do, not what they have done.
I think a lot of these guys want to get paid for what they have done, and it's unfortunate, for sure.
Maybe these rookie contracts should have more incentives tied to them, so if they do well for those years, they can get paid a hefty sum.
I agree. I know Saquon just signed the 10-year. What is it, the 1 year for $10 million?
I think it's $11 million, but that's... First time in over 2 years that a running back signed a contract worth 10 or more in 1 year. It was Chubb, I believe.
Well, I mean, good for him. At least get paid, and he's rolling the dice. But the thing is, they can franchise you, I know, two times, but I'm thinking it's three. Do you know, Garrett? Is it three times?
Well, they're not. Yeah, but they're not franchise tagging him right now.
No,
since he signed it.
Yeah.
But so they can go another who knows how long.
Is he not?
Which nowadays, if you're franchise tagged, nobody really hardly plays on it anyways. So,
Gannon, what are your thoughts?
I kind of agree. My initial thought was where Gary's was. It's not a very valuable position. There was that one big picture that went around, and it was like average salary of a kicker and then a running back. And obviously people were mad, but in my head I was like, and I could be wrong, so I don't know, but I feel like a kicker is more valuable than a running back.
A bad kicker
will win
you
games.
A
running back will not.
Yeah, it's something like a.
A bad kicker can lose games. A bad running back can just change your game plan.
Yeah.
Is that in support of a kicker or running back, Kellen?
Well, it's just making sense of why, but also it's averaging all the backups and stuff, and I'm pretty sure there's probably more running backs on a team than kickers. I could be wrong. Could be the same.
Each team only has one kicker.
A kicker and a punter.
Sometimes two, but like running backs, you might have three. You never know, four.
Yeah, you generally have about at least three for sure.
When is the last time we saw a running back just carry a team? When's the last time you saw a star running back win a Super Bowl?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I know the last time I think a running back carried a team was Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
You know, but...
Like, to where? Where did he carry him to?
And AFC Championship. I mean, that's...
Which is as much as you can ask him for.
Right.
That's what I was going to say earlier, though. Like, all these Super Bowl champions of recent years, they don't have a running back that's probably in the top half of even getting paid. Like,
yeah.
Kansas City last year, rookie contract. Rams before that, Cam Akers, rookie contract. Year before that, Buccaneers was Leonard Fournette, but he had to take a huge pay cut because his whole situation in Jacksonville. Kansas City again was Damian Williams, and then obviously all of New England and stuff. Like,
the highest paid running back
just don't get paid.
The highest paid Super Bowl winning running back since 2009. Was Percy Harvin for the Seahawks. He wasn't even the starting running back.
He wasn't even a running back.
But he was the leading rusher in the Super Bowl.
Huh.
Was Percy Harvin. like that, which doesn't even make sense. But
yeah, dude's a receiver.
Marshawn Lynch is probably the last person we saw like a star running back. Like there is Isaiah
Pacheco,
Leonard Fournette, Pacheco. Damian Williams, Sony Michel, LeGarrette Blount, C.J. Anderson, LeGarrette Blount, Percy Harvin, Ray Rice, Ahmad Bradshaw, James Starks, Pierre Thomas.
Bunch of nobodies.
Yes, a bunch of names that are
none,
just like...
None of the lead running backs in the NFL during those years.
Yeah, I'm looking through here real quick, but I mean, like, the last time... Man, I'm just trying to think for a second, like the last time
Marshall Faulk would have been the last one.
Right. I'm trying to look at like a Hall of Fame kind of type of guy. It probably was Faulk and then Terrell Davis and Emmitt Smith. I mean, from a Hall of Fame running back standpoint, just looking through, I mean, I don't know whether or not Marshawn makes the Hall of Fame, but that's seriously though, that is the last time. Like really big name. Whenever the Colts won, was Edgerrin James part of that team?
Yeah.
So he was on that, but I mean, they really won it because of Peyton.
Oh, of course.
Harrison. And that's no disrespect to Edgerrin James. He's
well, that's the thing too, though, is like how much was he getting paid compared to like the top running backs? That's the difference, is because.
No, it was a.
You can go
Joseph
back
Addai. It wasn't even Edge
already left, because I know he went to the Cardinals for a little bit. So he must have already left, and he never won a Super Bowl with him. So that even makes it even more like Garrett. I mean, it's Marshall Faulk, and that was back in golly, man. What year was
2000?
That? 2000.
2000. The dinosaur ages.
Yeah. To me, it makes more sense to build a solid line and have two or three. Running backs that can all take reps.
Right.
They like come in there with more energy because they're not playing the full game. You're not overpaying them because running backs do get hurt because they're taking big hits. Like,
well, name some
running backs. We've said that for years, though.
Who's the last really good running back that hasn't even got hurt? I mean, they've all got what they call, you know, quote unquote tread on their tires, you know. Because they run them so much, but these guys get hurt all the time. That's the first part of it, is don't get hurt. If you want to get that second and third, like especially that third payday, Dallas messed up big time with, first off, they paid Zeke, wasn't it, 2 years early? So they paid him 2 years early. He sat out. I would have been like, no, we're not. I mean, you can sit out. No big deal. I think he would have come back regardless. But that just shows you what happens when you pay these running backs. That's just too much money. Unfortunately, I don't think it's the least important position personally on the field, but I think you have so many different people that can actually do that job. It could be a first rounder, it could be a fifth rounder, it could be a free agent or an undrafted free agent that could do the job. And that's the whole bottom line, and I agree with you 100%. Build the offensive line. I would put my money in the offensive line. I put my money in a quarterback and an edge rusher, and then possibly a cornerback. That's kind of like – that's how I would look at it. But not the running back position, no. Not anymore. Especially with nowadays, they don't have the running back that runs it all the time. It's like a dual threat, even like built like the Patriots, like you guys know as well as I do, all these years we've been watching them and doing fantasy, you never knew which running back was even going to play.
I had both of them, and I always started the running back that didn't get it in the red zone.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like they just kept running through different running backs. So the way it is right now in the NFL, will it change? It's possible. Just you've got, Derrick Henry is probably the best. You know, I think Chubb's one of the better running backs, but I don't know if he's on the same level as like a Peterson. Peterson's probably the last like big time running back. And before that, I mean, I'd have to think about it. I mean, you've got the Marshall Faulk. You've got Barry Sanders, Emmitt Smith. Of course, that was even earlier. Thurman Thomas is all those kind of guys. So.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is like you say best since Peterson, but I would say Peterson's the only one that can probably even touch Barry Sanders. And those two guys are on their own level. And then after that, it's a whole other, like, and neither of them could do anything even.
Right.
Sanders couldn't even win a playoff game. And Peterson really couldn't until Favre got there.
No, you're right. And I agree. I know you guys probably have something to say, but it's like, Peterson didn't have a quarterback. And same thing with Sanders. He never really had a solid quarterback. And it was just them, just kind of like Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry doesn't have – Tannehill's a decent quarterback, but without Derrick Henry –
You have to have top 10.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That showed you if Favre just wouldn't throw that interception at the end of the game, that the Vikings, they were good whenever he actually had a good quarterback.
I just think Jonathan Taylor said it best. Draft a running back, use him for 4 years, franchise tag him, draft another one.
Yeah.
Well, it's the best rotation you can do.
Was he like...
And if one sits out, your fourth round draft pick running back is probably going to be just as good.
I was say, was he like mad saying that? Because I couldn't tell if he was like being serious, if he was like mocking it almost, like because he's annoyed at it.
He was definitely annoyed by it.
That's what I thought.
But I don't know. Once those guys get hurt, they can come back and be good. But like, then it's they're gonna keep getting hurt.
Sure,
9 times out of 10. So it's like, if you have a guy that played through his rookie contract fully healthy and dominated, I'd be more inclined to try to sign him again. But like we've said, we probably can go back early days of this podcast. We talked about that, how like. We would not sign guys after their rookie contract expired. We'd go draft somebody else because they just get too expensive and they never end up being worth it.
Who are the top running backs in the game today? Derrick Henry.
McCaffrey.
Is still one of those guys. McCaffrey.
I think Chubb's number one.
He's always hurt.
McCaffrey's always hurt. Too. Chubb's been hurt. Saquon Barkley's been out a whole year before.
Saquon's not even top five.
Well, I'm just saying, like, these are, you know what I mean? These are the thought of as, like, some of these, and they're hurt. Like, who else?
Who would you put above Saquon, then?
Henry, McCaffrey, Chubb. I'd put Tony Pollard's better at everything else. He's a better runner and catcher than Saquon.
And what happened to him? He's coming off an injury.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm trying to think, like, I'm forgetting somebody, but Joe Mixon. Maybe? Yeah.
Who?
Mixon.
Yeah, Joe Mixon, and then the kid in Pittsburgh.
Nah, Najee's not very good.
No, I'm just saying, though.
He doesn't have a great situation right
but
now.
But the sad thing is, he is in the top, probably the top 10.
I don't know about that.
I'd put Breece Hall. But we'll see how.
Oh man, injury, I forgot but about him.
Yeah,
Chris
but
Hall's great.
He can't. He's coming back from injury, also.
Well, yeah. I was thinking just a second ago, like, you know, I bet we could go through every single team and be like, oh yeah, this running back would miss this many. Like, I'd love to see what running back. When's the last time a running back played all 16 games as the running back one?
The best
or
running back
17 now.
I'd bet will be Bijan.
Yeah, I think they're going to. Well,
I think Bijan's going to be a bust. I'm calling hot take now.
He'll be a bust next year. I think this year he's going to go crazy. And then next year it's going to be like, what happened to that guy?
Todd Gurley.
He'll get hurt.
Kamara. You got
Kamara.
Who still hasn't signed anywhere. I know Miami was looking at possibly signing him, but I mean, you got
it's Buffalo.
Is that who it is? That'd be interesting. You got, where's Kareem Hunt? He's not with Cleveland anymore, correct? Would you consider him as, is he really? I thought he was a free agent of some sorts. Who's the kid in Indianapolis?
Josh Jacobs.
Yeah. Those are another two.
Josh Jacobs hadn't resigned.
I think it's like 7 or 8 by now.
I mean, good grief. I'm looking through here. Who did Detroit take? They took a running back, didn't they?
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Okay. Yeah.
Walker will be a good up and coming running back.
How high would you rank Patterson?
Cordarrelle Patterson?
Yeah. I mean, well, here's the thing is I was thinking he put up stats, but the thing is, like, he was just as impactful as anybody else.
It's not even a true running back. It's not a true running back to me.
I mean, he missed like 8 games last year, but.
Fair. Yeah. But I'm just thinking,
I mean,
like, He had a good year, and even then
he single-handedly like, kind of carried them a couple years ago.
Yeah.
What quarter? I mean, I think at some point we're going to see a Peterson within the next several years. I mean, you're going to see it. It's going to happen, right? But let's. I mean, hard for you guys to say, but let's say you're a parent right now in college. Your son's like, who's the kid that's going to OU?
Taylor Tatum.
Okay. If you're his parents, and he's really good at like defensive back or running back, which position are you really wanting him to play?
Well, as a parent, you'd want to go DB because it's less hits, and I mean, you saw Trayvon's contract today, like. And he'll get paid, but
yeah,
they don't get much nearly like the pop publicity and stuff. But
even if you had like a Peterson, like that level of talent, would they even get the chance to like show anybody?
Sure. Yeah, they would. Like if it was a Peterson, yeah, he had like just amazing talent. So yeah,
but it's not Peterson though.
Peterson was like honestly. Not Victor, because Victor is supposed to be, like, the best of the sport, but, like, the Victor of the running back position since high school. Like, so he was supposed to be a top 10 pick as a running back.
That was lined up anyway.
Coming out of high. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
okay.
The only difference between him and any running back we see now or for the foreseeable future is, like, there's no running back that's just, like.
Otherworldly.
That good that you just know is a lock to be a stud in the NFL.
I didn't know that.
A lot of people say he could have gone in and skipped college and been a top five running back in the NFL.
Yeah, he could have. And he was drafted like, what, seventh pick or something like that?
Seven.
He should have gone earlier, but.
And that's with having a big injury in college, too.
Yeah, he did. It's his last year.
Which nowadays would scare the crap out of
a lot of teams.
NFL GMs drafting. But
I just think his talent. He was incredibly talented, I think. Is much better than a lot of these other guys. Emmitt Smith, to be honest with you, I mean, he got nicked around quite a bit, but he always played. Barry Sanders pretty much always played. I mean, I'm not going to – they missed games, and I get that. I know Emmitt missed some from contract disputes and things like that, but it was a different era back then too. And then, like, you saw a noticeable difference when Emmitt did not play the first two games after they won a Super Bowl. They were 0-2. I know they got beat by the Redskins, and they got beat by Buffalo. And there's a kid named Derek Vlasic, V-L-A, Vlasic, like the pickle, I think is what it was, or Derek Lassick, I can't remember, one or the other, was from Alabama, and you saw a noticeable difference on the running game. He couldn't do it. Of course, Dallas was built to run the football with that offensive line. I mean, Aikman was – you know, a very good passer, but they were more built to run the football. So other than Tennessee, a little bit of Cleveland, maybe they're two teams that I feel as if are a little built to run the football. Other than that, I don't know of any other teams that come at top of my head that are that way. It's more throwing the football.
I'd say the Giants, Daniel Jones didn't even throw a touchdown a game last year.
Yeah.
Well, but I had like what, 24 in the season though.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
he was still the threat, I guess. What I'm trying to.
San Francisco, maybe. I don't know. They may go through McCaffrey is their main source of offense, especially this year.
But it's also different with him because he's like a hybrid back. He's not just a run.
It's hard to consider him a true running back. Like he is, like, but he does so much more than just run it.
Saying him as incredible coach though too. So
yeah.
And they just got a great team, like all around
team.
But he is if it wasn't for injuries, he would probably he is very good. Last year was the first time I've ever seen him healthy.
No, I totally agree. Garrett, what are your thoughts?
What was the question?
Just like we've been doing a lot of talking, man. Like what are you thinking right now? Running back.
I did a lot of talking. Did I not?
Yeah,
no, you didn't do any.
I think the last thing that you haven't input chimed in was like offenses that run through the running back, but there's only like one of them, I feel like, or two of them.
Saquon, he's only going to be playing this year on that I thought he was franchised, but he's not. $11 million contract with a $2 million signing bonus. He's rolling the dice. If he gets hurt, it's unfortunate, right? You know what I mean? But it's just, but you can understand why these guys want to get paid and why, because they want to make sure that they're taken care of. Now we can sit there and say, hey man, $2 million a year is great. You know, you can live off that, but go ahead, Gannon.
I'll say like they're working just as hard as anybody else. So like,
sure they are.
You got to feel for them that like they're working that hard just to get kind of gypped over money wise.
Here's my thoughts. And you can tell me if I'm wrong. Until a team, and this is just my thoughts. Again, it's not saying it's going to be accurate. Until a team that runs the football effectively with one, they call it, what do they call it? Do they call it a bell cow?
Three down back.
With a main guy like an Emmitt Smith or Adrian or whatever, wins a Super Bowl in the next, say, 5 years. Because you guys know as well as I do, NFL is a copycat league. And if, let's say, I can't think of a team right now. Like, I don't know, Cincinnati. And Mixon runs it, you know, 80% of the time, and he's got 1,600 yards. But I mean, obviously, that's not going to happen with him because they got Burrow at the quarterback position. But you know what I mean? Like, if they really started running the football, or if that makes any sense, until that happens, I think you're going to just see these running backs. Now,
until a team looks like they won because of a running back,
right?
Not even because, right. but they couldn't have done it without him.
Correct. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Does that make sense? Like, does it make sense?
Mixon, like, who's his backup? Like, Piran? And, like, I think, wasn't Mixon hurt for a couple
it
of
was,
games?
But where Piran, he, where, yeah, it was, but where did he go again? He went again somewhere else.
Denver.
Yes, that's right. Which is honestly a good spot for him.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be the third back, but yeah.
Were you saying Piran came in and he just did the same thing as Mixon? Like,
yeah, like, it was like, they don't even, like, he looked just as good. So, oh, yeah. Like,
he just I don't think he caught the ball, unfortunately, as good.
Who's the guy in Jacksonville? I can't remember.
The old one of James Robinson?
Or no, like,
I always
right
think
now,
of Robinson, but I don't
know. NTN? Travis NTN?
Yeah. Where's he ranked? Because
he's not.
Oh.
But I just don't think.
I will say who we forgot, either. Though.
Eckler. We forgot.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. No,
he's
right.
Underrated,
yeah,
because you never think of him among the best, but he is really good.
No, just like the whole
another
team.
Another hybrid. Mm-hmm.
It's like Herbert. I mean, he's I think he's still underrated. Speaking of, Garrett,
I think he's overrated sometimes. But
who, Herbert?
They just haven't gave him any help on the coaching position.
He has no.
He needs receivers, but like, I just don't think he's top five right now.
He's got all the weapons you can have. It's just he had Keenan, Mike Williams, and Hunter Henry for the beginning of his career. Yeah.
He just
and now he's got Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, who's still good, and a first-round draft pick receiver. Yeah.
I just think he needs a wide receiver one. I don't think Keenan Allen's a one.
Williams is the new one.
Well, yeah, Mike Williams, though, has like a 50% catch rate or something like that. Like, that's not.
We'll see. I hope he does well, because I love Herbert. But
I think he's underrated. I don't know who said over or under. I think he's underrated.
I just don't think he's top five. I see all these lists with him at four or five, and I don't agree with it.
I think he's about rated about where he should be.
Yeah,
I think he should be six or seven. I think he could be top five by the end of the year, but
his talent wise puts him up there, but his wins is what keeps him back.
If somebody said they take him over Burrow, which I've seen, like, you can't disagree with that, in my opinion. Like, or you can disagree, but you can't like knock them,
right?
Will happily do both.
I don't agree with it. But hey, if somebody sees it in him, more power to him. I mean, he just signed a 5-year, $62 million extension today. So good for him.
Yeah, like $52 million a year, 54. Yeah,
I think I think he will be really good. I just don't see him as a top.
He's got to have a coach.
He's got
a coach.
He's got a lot of room to go up.
Here's what's gonna happen. Their coach, I can't even remember. Brandon Staley, is that his name? He's going to get fired either somewhere during the season, towards the end of the season somewhere, or at the end of the season, and then Kellen Moore's taken over.
Happened already. They're just delaying the inevitable. They're delaying success that by keeping him there. Like,
I don't disagree.
After the playoffs, he should have been gone.
I don't disagree.
He shouldn't have made it to the locker room.
Well, this has been some really, really good discussion today. Really good discussion. And I know we could keep going on and on about it, but I know there'll be just constant talk about this. This is a hot topic right now in the NFL and amongst fans. And what's crazy is all of us pretty much, I don't say unfortunately, all had kind of the same thought process behind it. Need to get somebody on here that completely disagrees with us so we can do a little debating at some point. But I just know, you know, we do appreciate all of our listeners taking the time out of your day to listen to our podcast. And I want to remind you that iron sharpens iron.
Please stay safe. Be savage and not average.
And remember to join the Skulk.
And until next time,
goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Fox Den Sports Podcast. Find us on Facebook at Fox Den Sports. That's Fox with two X's. Drop us an email at foxdensports@yahoo.com. And be sure to share this podcast with other sports fans in your life. This has been Fox Den Sports.